Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary hosted by me, Spencer. I'm wearing my ology shirt today. Check out that podcast. All right, let's get into the words. The first word is the second form of the word flirt, F-L-I-R-T. Noun from circa 1590. Number one, an act or instance of flirting. Number two, a person who flirts. And that person might be
blah, 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 blah.
Flirtatious. That's our next word. Flirtatious. Adjective from 1834. This is inclined to flirt. If you are flirtatious, you are inclined to flirt. You like to flirt with all the people, maybe not all the people. The synonym is coquettish. C-O-Q-U-E-T-T-I-S-H. And you got to go back to the seas to hear me talk about coquettish, a word that I do not really know. Flirtatiously is an adverb, and flirtatiousness is a noun. They were talking to that person flirtatiously because they're such a flirt. You might be a flirt, and if not, you definitely know people who are flirts. All right.
Blah, 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 blah.
The sound effect. That's what I was thinking about. The next word is flit, F-L-I-T, verb from the 13th century. I believe it is just intransitive. Number one, to pass quickly or abruptly from one place or condition to another. This is physically changing, mentally changing, lots of one condition to another, flitting from this to this to this to this. I cannot flit except in my brain. My brain sometimes flits from one thought to another thought to another thought to another thought. But I can't physically flit. Number two is archaic, and the synonyms are alter and shift. Alter and shift, changing something up. Okay, yes, this makes sense. We can see where this came from. Number three is to move in an erratic, fluttering manner, and I think butterflies flit. Are there any animals on my t-shirt that flit? No. There is a T-Rex skull, and, the beetle. Maybe the beetle would flit. Not so much the heart. Although, I don't know, maybe one could argue that the heart flits. Anything else for flit? Flit is also a noun. And, let's see, any interesting etymology? Well, it's from the Old Norse. What is this word? Flytjask, which means to move. So that very much makes sense. And then also from the Old English, flyotan, which means to float. Floating, changing, moving, flitting. Okay, very good. Very good, class.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now we have the word flitch. F-L-I-T-C-H, noun from before the 12th century. Number one, a side of cured meat, but especially a side of bacon, is also called a flitch. I never heard of this one, I don't think. Maybe I have years ago, but I don't remember. A flitch is the side of meat, or specifically bacon? Bacon is flitch? Interesting. Number two is a longitudinal section of a log. So if you cut a log down the long ways, like your typical hitting it with an axe, then I guess you have created a flitch? Okay, I gotta know the etymology. Let's see, this is from Old High German Fleisch, which means flesh. Okay, we get the meat connection here. That's pretty much it. There's more at the word flesh. No clue why a flitch is a piece of a log. Maybe it has a similar look to the meat side of something. I don't know, but next time I'm talking about meat or bacon, I'm going to try and remember to use the word flitch. Next is flitter with two T's. This is the first form from, it's a verb, an intransitive verb from the 15th century. The synonyms are flutter and flicker, And this word is flitter. It's like they just took the, they just combined them. The first part of flicker and the last part of flutter, even though flutter is incredibly similar to flitter. Flitter, flucker, flitter, fluffler. Flicker, flutter, flitter. It's, it just means, like, again, I think of a butterfly. A butterfly flittering by. Yeah, it's from the word flit. Duh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now we have the second form of flitter. This is a noun from 1554. It is one that flits. It's the thing that's doing the flitting. It's also it's flittering, and it is maybe also a flitterer. You could probably say that if you wanted to.
Blah, blah, blah.
Next we have flivver. F-L-I-V-V-E-R. Flivver? Flivver. Noun from 1910. This is a small, cheap, usually old automobile is a flivver. The origin of this is unknown. And I think this is interesting because it's from 1910. And the definition describes this as old automobiles. But how old in 1910 could the oldest automobiles even have been? When were the first automobiles? Not that long, not much before 1910. But man, they were calling those old 10-year-old cars flivvers for some reason. Oh, please. Somebody out there has got to know some more etymology about this one. A flivver. A flivver? All right. We're moving on to...
Blah, 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 blah.
It's the word float. My sound effect is sort of related to floating bubbles in the water. Something. Okay. We have two forms. They're both pretty long. The first one's longer than the second one. So here we go. First form of float. F-L-O-A-T. Noun from before the 12th century. Number one, an act or instance of floating. I am not good at floating in the water. Everybody says, no, you could do it. And I'm like, I don't know. Just look at me in a pool and I start to sink. Number two, something that floats in or on the surface of a fluid, as we got examples. We got five examples of this thing that floats in or on the surface of a fluid. 2A, a device like a cork, buoying up the baited end of a fishing line. When you're fishing, you want it. Sometimes they like to have the little floaters out there floating to show where their line landed and where it's hanging out. And then when something takes a bite, the floater goes down. So it, you know, it's another added way to make you a better fisher person. 2B, a floating platform anchored near a shoreline for use by swimmers or boats. And sometimes people will put a slide on these things. You can climb up the slide and go down. You're in the middle of the lake. It's floating out there. Number 2C, a hollow ball that floats at the end of a lever in a cistern, tank, or boiler and regulates the liquid level. I think I've seen these. They tell you where it is. It's floating. 2D, a sack containing air or gas and buoying up the body of a plant or animal. I'm curious about that one. A sack on an animal or a plant? 2E, a watertight structure giving an airplane buoyancy on water. Ooh, this is very important. If the plane goes in water, it's going to need a way to float. But also, we could be talking about the planes that actually land on water and their legs, their feet, that's what I like to call them, are big, big floats, big floaters. Number 3, a tool or apparatus for smoothing a surface as of wet concrete. That is the type of surface that you would be smoothing if you're using this float device, float tool, float apparatus. I'm very curious now. Why is it called a float? Does it float on top? I don't think you could say it floats on top of the wet concrete, but it sits on top. I'm very curious. Number four. This is a government grant of a fixed amount of land not yet located by survey out of a large specific tract. Okay, so government grant of a fixed amount of land not yet located by survey out of a larger specific tract. So there's a big tract of land, and a portion of that is called the float that I guess the government is giving money, give it away as a grant or something, a fixed amount of land, and maybe it's like, oh, we're calling it a float because it's like it's just floating out there in the middle of this bigger piece of land. I'm just guessing. Number five, a vehicle with a platform used to carry an exhibit in a parade. Also, the vehicle and the exhibit together, the whole thing is a float. But why do we call this one a float? Oh, look at all those floats going down the street, showing how happy everybody are, made with flowers or paper mache. Oh, that neighborhood made such a good float for the 4th of July parade. Why do we call it a float? Does it look like it's floating down the street? Because you can't see the wheels? Maybe that's why. Maybe I just figured it out. The mysteries of the universe. Why do we call floats floats in a parade? Okay, now we got 6A. And where is it? An amount of money represented by checks outstanding and in process of collection. An amount of money represented by checks outstanding. So is this like when you're floating checks, the checks are outstanding and they're in process of collection. So you're waiting to collect them. They're at the floats. They're just, my money is just floating out there. Come on, money, come float back to me. 6B, the time between a transaction and the actual withdrawal of funds to cover it. There's a time. It's called the float time. The time between a transaction and the actual withdrawal of funds. So you given somebody money and then it takes time to process and do all the stuff. And then somebody else is withdrawing that money into their own account. So that time in between is the float. But we have more information. The example of the transaction is the writing of a check or a purchase on credit. That's the type of transaction we're talking about. And then there's that time period of processing. It's the float time. It's like the money is just floating out there in the universe, doesn't have a home. It's nobody's money. Nobody knows where it goes. All right, now we got 6C. The volume of a company's shares available for active trading in the auction market. The amount of their shares that can be traded is the float, I guess. I don't know. I don't do the money stuff like this. Number seven, a soft drink with ice cream floating in it. Oh, yeah, this is the best kind of float right there, I think. Oh, yeah, give me a float. The typical one is the root beer float, of course, but there's so many other kinds of floats. You put a soda pop together with an ice cream flavor, and you got yourself a float because the bubbles from the soda pop make the ice cream float, kind of, I guess. Man, I haven't had one of those in a long time. Oh, and then depending on the flavor of the two things that you're combining, it might have a different name. Isn't there like a purple cow, a chocolate cow? There's so many different kinds. I don't even know them all. Maybe we should put a link in the show notes for the different names of floats out there. I could use a good float. I don't even care what flavors. I want to do something weird though, like orange drink and chocolate peanut butter ice cream. What would that be like? Ugh. All right, let's see. Let's look at the etymology, please and thank you. This is from Middle English, float, which means boat or float. From the Old English, flota, which means ship. I'm talking very fast today. I got places to be, so we're kind of chugging through this. From Old High German, flaus, which means raft or stream. from Old English flioton, which means to float, and there's more at the word fleet. So it's all about things that float on water, rafts, boats, ships, maybe even some dinghies. All right, that was some good information, and now I really want a root beer float. Let's move on to the second form of float. This is a verb from before the 12th century, starting with intransitive. Number one, to rest on the surface of or be suspended in a fluid. Just suspend me in a fluid. I'm suspended. Yep, you're floating. Number two, A, to drift on or through or as if on or through a fluid. That was complicated. Basically, drifting on a fluid, drifting through a fluid is floating. That's different than the first one, because the first one was resting on the surface. This one is about going through it. The example is yellow leaves floated down. Floated down the air, which is a liquid? Could have been that one. To be, the synonym is wander. Maybe the yellow leaves are wandering. They're trying to find, they're going on a journey, maybe a little adventure to find the meaning of life, the meaning of leaf. Number three is talking about a currency. To find a level in the international exchange market in response to the law of supply and demand, and without any restrictive effect or artificial support or control. And I don't know what any of that stuff means, so we're going to move on to the transitive definitions. Number 1A, to cause to float in or on the surface of a fluid. So you're doing the action on the thing that's going to be doing the floating. 1B, to cause to float as if in a fluid. Number two, the synonym is flood, as in float a cranberry bog. Float a cranberry bog. Well, I know the cranberries are, they're all floating in there in that water. My old ass has a cranberry bog in it. So flood, I don't know. Flood, I guess we're coming up to flood. So maybe I'll try and remember to think about this when I get to that one. Okay. Number three, to smooth as plaster or cement with a float. And that's the one that's smoothing out the wet cement. Number 4A, to put forth as a proposal for acceptance, to put forth something for acceptance. Maybe you're proposing a proposal and you hope it will be accepted. So you're floating the idea out from your mouth, maybe if you're doing sign language, from your hands, you're floating an idea out, it goes through the air and lands on somebody's eyes or ears or whatever, and then you would like them to accept it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but you're floating it out there. You've done your job, now it's their job. 4B, to place on the market, and the thing that you might be placing on the market is an issue of securities, and this seems like more with the stocks and stuff. 4C, to obtain money for the establishment or development of by issuing and selling securities. And the thing that you are doing this all with is an enterprise, just any sort of enterprise. The USS Enterprise, maybe. 4D, the synonym is the word negotiate. As in, float alone. I'm going to float you alone, negotiate. Okay, interesting. I think we did all of the float stuff now, except for one more word, which I guess might be related. We'll find out someday. It's the word flotation. It's a variation of flotation without the A near the beginning, flotation. So that one is going to come in a handful of episodes from now. Flotation, maybe like a flotation device to help you to float. When you were a kid, when I was a kid, we had this thing you'd strap on your back, and it was like a big white egg that went on your back and it floated. It had buoyancy, so it would help the child float. Oh, and we also had those big old things that go around your arms that you blow up with air. That was a good time. Help you float, help you learn how to swim, and help you not to die. All right. Oh, we did that so quick. Let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had flirt, flirtatious, flit, flitch, flitter, flitter, flivver, float, float, and flotation. Well, I think I'm either going to pick flivver or flirtatious. I'm thinking flivver just because this one is so interesting to me. My car is old. It's very small and cheap. They call it a flivver. I got a flivver driving down the road in my flivver. Don't steal my flivver. I really like my flivver. That's it. Okay. Wonderful. I'm looking for my phone. Here's my phone. Because I'm now going to tell you about another movie that I watched, and I believe it's another Jurassic Park movie. Whoa. Yeah, I think this is the one that we just watched last night. We watched Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And this is the fifth movie in the series. The volcano. The thing that I really, really appreciated about this movie, I think it's probably the lowest rated out of the whole group of them. Not sure about the next movie in line, but it's definitely low rated. But the thing that I really, really appreciated about this was all of the animal rights stuff that is brought up. So that was cool. You know, what some of the people were doing who were claiming to do this for animal rights, they were not always doing the best things. In fact, they were doing the worst things. But yeah, you know, again, fun stuff. Oh, such fun dinosaur action. Completely insane and ridiculous, and I'm here for it. And I love how they're just going hog wild, and I can't wait to see the next one. I've seen the next one, but it's been a while, and I can't wait to see the one, the new one, the 2025 one. All right, that is going to be it for me. Thank you so much for checking out this show. Oh, just today, like 30, 45 minutes ago, I saw that somebody downloaded a whole bunch of episodes today. So thank you to whoever you were on March 13th, 2025, you downloaded a bunch of episodes, and I tip my hair to you. This has been Spencer dispensing information with a smoke alarm beeping out there. Goodbye.